Let's go talk about Scooble's debut last night. Casey Mize has a debut scheduled tonight. Major League Baseball. Evan Petzl, Detroit Free Press, follows the Tigers. He's standing by live at the Metro Health University of Michigan Healthcare Sign. How you doing, Ev?
Yeah, doing all right. Thanks for having me on. Big day today, huh?
Yeah, it was a big day today and a big night last night. And Scooble, I saw the Fox Sports Detroit sound bites and video feed of the family there at a Chicago sports bar watching, and he was just bad. That's jitters. That's big league baseball debuts. A lot of guys have either, there's usually no middle ground. It's either you're really bad or you're really good, and Scooble just wasn't good last night.
No, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, there's no questioning that. The command obviously wasn't there. The fastball even, you know, that's kind of his bread and butter, right? You go to that fastball and you really try to overpower hitters with it. And you saw it early on. I mean, the first home run he gave up to Tim Anderson, who he's hitting the living heck out of the ball right now, but and really has been, you know, but really tagging the Tigers this season. But yeah, that first fastball that he threw him, and you know, got it hit for a 93 mile an hour, you know, sent to the seats, right? So it took him a little bit to get up to 97, and I think that was kind of a little bit of the issue there. And he realized he didn't really have it going with his fastball. Tried to mix in a couple different pitches and just couldn't find the command with really anything. But yeah, that's just jitters. I really don't think there's a ton of concern about this guy moving forward. I mean, I think in the long term, you're looking at him as a number three, maybe even a number two in your rotation long term. I think that's kind of the early projection. Obviously, you know, he could jump and become a number one. I mean, you look at, you know, what a guy like Max Scherzer did, right? I mean, the way that he was able to make that jump. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything really to worry about. It was command. It was jitters. I mean, the velocity took a little bit. Pace, obviously, when you give up home run, single, start the game, your pace isn't going to be very good. I think he showed, you know, a little bit of something, though, in that first inning when he bounced back, you know, got that double play ball. And even though he walked Edwin Encarnacion, battled with James McCann, and it had a fastball up in the zone that got him to fly out, I think that was positive. I think if he would have left after the first inning, he probably would have received a little bit higher praise just for his ability to bounce back. But then obviously lost everything that he had going for him, you know, there in the second. But got to get it out of the way, right?
And I will say the White Sox right now are one of the hottest hitting teams in baseball. If I want to give, you know, Scooble some love, the White Sox lineup is like a softball team right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just taking them and sending them. I mean, look what they did to Matt Boyd. And I think, you know, that's a totally different conversation you can have is what's going on with him. That's, you know, talked to pitching coach Rick Anderson today, actually. He said that's just all mental. I mean, he came back after, you know, the first spring training and came into summer camp and just lost, you know, all control of that slider. Really couldn't command it well at all in the fastball the same way. You know, Matthew Boyd said, you know, chasing metrics and stuff like that was part of the problem. But, yeah, Rick Anderson talked today. That's all mental and in his head. But, yeah, I mean, the White Sox are, like I said, hitting the living heck out of the ball. So it's a tough spot to be in. We'll see how Casey Mize does tonight. I think there are differences between these two pitchers, and that's something that I wanted to touch on at least was, you know, looking at Scooble and the way that, you know, he came up, and even just talking to him before his start, he seemed more excited about getting a shot to pitch. And I think Mize, the way that he spoke about it, almost as if he's ready. I think when you're looking at a guy like Tarik Skubal coming from, you know, Seattle University, right, he has the Tommy John surgery in 2017 and has to battle back with that, and a ninth-round guy who works his way up and just kind of rises out of nowhere, a little bit different for him than a Casey Mize where, you know, his junior year at Auburn, he knows he's going, you know, 1-1 to the Tigers. And once you get to that point, you kind of, you know, then are able to mentally start thinking about your debut because you know it's going to come no matter what, where Scooble had to work his way up to that and had to do his damage in the minor league where, you know, Mize was going to get the shot no matter what. And so I think it's a little bit different of an approach. And especially too with Casey, the fact that he's going to, you know, be able to go as long as he wants to go, right? There's really not a pitch limit for him, where with Scooble, he missed the second summer camp that they had, or the summer camp that they had there and, with the COVID-19 deal. And because of that, just not as extended as he wants to be and can't go as deep. So I think it's that played into that a little bit as well, just kind of, maybe realizing that he only had about three innings max anyway. But yeah, I mean, Casey Mize seems like he's ready to let it go and, he seems pretty confident.
Evan Petzold follows the Tigers for the Detroit Free Press, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Casey Mize making his debut for the 9-12 Tigers, who are reeling right now, taking on the White Sox, 8:10 p.m. tonight. Michigan Times. So what are you expecting, Evan, from fellow media members, people you've talked to? What are the Major League debut expectations for Tigers pitcher Casey Mize?
Well, I think, like you said earlier, and the same thing with Skubal, right? It can go one of two ways. It'll be really good or it'll be really poor. But yeah, I think the one thing that he does have going for him is that splitter, right? Because, you know, the White Sox, that lineup, they've seen fastballs. They've seen sliders. They've seen curveballs, changeups. They haven't really seen much of a splitter. And I think that, you know, that helps Casey Mize out, right? And that's his plus-plus pitch right there, is going to that when he needs it. And so I think there's a lot of value in that. I think that should be able to help him out a little bit, just because of the fact that, you know, Chicago hasn't seen that a ton. And so so there's value there to look at. But, yeah, I mean, talking to Ron Gardenhire and talking to Rick Anderson, it's just go out there and have fun, take it all in and enjoy it. I mean, you know, long-term projection, right, is, you know, you want this guy to be your ace. You want this guy to be your cornerstone. And I've done some stories, you know, looking at, you know, just the hype and the buzz around Justin Verlander compared to Casey Mize now, 15 years obviously separating their debuts. But I mean, Verlander, you know, got rocked in the road in his debut against the Indians back in 2005 when he came up for two spot starts. So there's no telling, I mean, really what this means long term, but it is good to see these guys get up here. And I think there's something to be said about that. I think the fact that Al Avila finally pulled the plug and said, all right, we're going to get these guys up here. And Isaac Paredes too, another guy at third base who's been playing you know, every day now, you know, just getting some of these prospects up here. I think it tells the fans. I think it tells the organization. I think it tells the manager that, you know, they're going to try to move in this rebuilding phase, and they're really going to try to end it and see what these guys have. And Matt Manning's going to be next. Alex Fiedo, another guy who's still in Toledo. I think he's going to be coming up, you know, sometime soon, whether that's this year or next year, just to get some of these arms going, because right now nothing's working for him in the rotation. So why not give it a shot and try to take that next step past the rebuilding phase? So tons of positives there. We'll see how Mize does tonight. But, yeah, I mean, no one's expecting too much out of him. But he's expecting a lot out of himself. So that's at least worth noting.
Evan, thank you for your time. We'll all enjoy the Major League debut tonight. Tigers in Chicago taking on the White Sox. And Casey Mize, the former number one pick, making his debut. Thank you so much for the info, Evan.
Yeah, you take care.
All right, Evan Petzold, Detroit Free Press. He's fresh out of college. I think he's still finishing up some online work at CMU. He's a talent. He's still going to CMU? Oh, he's interning at Free Press. Man, and they're keeping him on. He's good. He really is. Hard worker. And I'm giving him a stage, a spotlight.